Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3539. You may have been seeing various reports crossing your social media feeds about Daisy Ridley and interviews related to her Star Wars movie, but a lot of these sources are quoting other people's stuff and it becomes this crazy rabbit hole of stuff. Well, I went ahead and tracked stuff down so that way we seem to have the source interview information for you on today's episode. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to everyone who helps support the creation and production of this one-man show at patreon.com/SW7X7. So we're going to talk about interviews that Daisy Ridley has been doing. She's at South by Southwest. She's promoting a new movie she's in called Magpie. And you know how this goes. She can't go anywhere without being asked by Star Wars stuff, especially considering that she has a Star Wars project in development right now. Naturally, the comments that she's made are stirring up a lot of online articles, and I went through and followed a bunch of links and clicks and whatnot to try and find what the source articles were, just to make things as simple and straightforward as possible for us while we talk about things. And so the two main sources of information seem to be Collider and Deadline Hollywood. And the information that we're getting from them is actually kind of crazy, because we've been talking about how the movie schedule is playing out, a May of 2026 movie and a December of 2026 movie. Earlier this year, Lucasfilm said that there was going to be a Mandalorian and Grogu movie and it would lead their slate of movies. But the comments Daisy Ridley makes are almost kind of throwing that into flux in some fashion. And I don't know if she's meaning to necessarily, but yeah, let's just talk about what she's saying. One thing she said that she has said in the past, but there's a little bit more information, is that she hasn't yet read a script, but she says that it's coming imminently, that it's coming very soon. She's expecting to read a script for her movie, which we're referring to as the New Jedi Order movie. There have been sources that have said that is definitely not what that's called. Steven Weintraub at Collider actually asked Daisy Ridley if that was the name of the movie, and she said, "I don't know," and then said, "I think maybe it is." And so there's a little bit of a maybe it is, maybe it isn't kind of situation, and it's too early to say for sure. I mean, they've got so much time before they have to decide what they're going to call this movie anyway, so just referring to it as a New Jedi Order movie is fine enough shorthand basically for us, considering that we know it is about her rebuilding the Jedi Order in some fashion. She has, however, said that she understands what the general plot is of the movie and that it's going to go in some interesting directions. And she's also said that there are going to be new characters introduced, but she says she does not know about any older characters, in other words, any characters reprising their roles from the sequel trilogy. So no word on that just yet, and I imagine she'll find out soon when she gets to read the script. But it's this other thing that she said that is where the whole schedule confusion starts to open up, and that's that she thinks it's possible the movie could start filming this year. Yeah, this year in 2024. She says, you know, it might not, but she says that she thinks it could start this year. That would kind of suggest to you the idea that whenever she sees the script, it's actually not going to be like an early draft version of it. It's going to be something close to complete. But the idea of them starting to film the movie this year would actually put them more on a track of a May 2026 release and not a December of 2026 release. But yeah, when you consider what we were just saying about The Mandalorian and Grogu supposedly leading the slate of movies, and then what we were talking about on a podcast episode not too long ago, how The Mandalorian and Grogu just won a bunch of tax credits for deciding that they would film primarily in California, and that kind of suggestion that they may have had a script completed and a production schedule laid out, so they could be possibly filming this year as well. So basically, now it seems like a race for who can hit that tentpole date of May of 2026. But just to give you the reminder from a timetable perspective, based on how it went with The Force Awakens, whoever is going to go in that May of 2026 spot, they have to start filming by the end of the year. And whoever goes into the December of 2026 slot, they have to start filming by May, June of next year. So the upshot, things get curiouser and curiouser, but it's always great to hear that there is momentum behind getting Star Wars movies into production. So that is awesome. And as the picture becomes clearer, we'll talk about it more here on the show. So that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy this daily dose of Star Wars joy, I hope you'll consider these three small things: sharing this with friends that you know that like Star Wars, if you haven't done it already, or if you have, then do it again. Bug them, that's fine. They won't mind, especially if they like Star Wars, I would think. I would hope, fingers crossed. Also, please consider leaving a rating or review on your favorite app if you haven't done it already. And there's also often a subscribe or a like or a follow or a join button. And hitting those is also a great little clue for the algorithms to say, hey, there might be other people who'd like a show like this. And don't forget that you too can also help support the creation and production of this show simply by going to patreon.com/sw7x7 and checking out the details there. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode. As always, may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.